Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Free Psychic Readings. Lennis isn't here right at the moment. She will be a little bit late, but stay tuned. She'll be here shortly. This is Nina, and I am going to try and answer all your questions for you until Lennis gets here. So hang tight, everyone. We're going to start with a prayer, as Lennis normally does. Love provides us every day with financial abundance, for God, angels, miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. The desires of our lives are fulfilled. We have no worries. Love, so be it. It is already done. Thank you. I am that. That I am. So I hope everyone had a good week and you put your intentions forth last Sunday for the new moon. I had kind of a rough week with the kids starting on Tuesday because of Mercury retrograde. For those of you that don't know it, I look after children for a living. So yeah, it was kind of a fun week with them. But we will get on with the show, and I will try and get through as best as I can. For those of you in the chat room, if you have a question for me, I'm going to answer live on air until Lennis gets here. So our first caller is area code 201. You're live on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome, hon. So what's your question?
What do you see for me with regards to my love life?
I'm wondering why you're asking me that.
Because I'm single.
Yeah, you're single, but I see lots of gentlemen around you. So I guess it's a matter of you deciding what you want out of a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Have you decided that?
I haven't met anyone that I'm really interested in.
Okay, but there's definitely not a lack of dates, is there?
Well, yeah, I haven't been dating because I haven't met anyone that I feel I'm even interested in going out with. Just friends.
Okay.
You're probably picking up some friends.
Yeah, that could be what I'm feeling. My suggestion to you, Rose, is to write out a list of the qualities you want in a partner. So the universe and God and everybody knows exactly what you want. And I see this gentleman coming into your life fairly soon, sometime in June. But
you
have to decide.
About him really quick.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty quick. You have to decide what you want, qualities you want in a life partner.
I know what I want. That's why I'm being so picky.
Okay, well, there must be some doubt in there. And remember, sometimes you may not see all those qualities immediately. They might be slightly hiding, and maybe the good
right.
in you will bring those qualities out in them.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So my advice is just hang in there, write those qualities down, keep them close to you, and I think that partner is going to show up soon.
Can you tell me a little about him?
No, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm not going to give away all the mysteries in life.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome, Rose. You have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 701, you're live on the air with Nina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Who's this?
Good. My name is Laurel. And
hi, Laurel. How are you today?
Hi. I'm really good.
Awesome.
I'm wondering about my financial future, if it's going to get better.
Not for a while. I see at least a good 6 months before things start getting better. But hang in there. They definitely will get better.
All right. Thank
you. It's got nothing to do with you, Laurel. It's just the economy right now. Definitely the price of oil has got a lot to do with the whole world. So until that settles down, and I'd say in a good 6 months, everything will start turning up really great for you.
Okay.
All right,
well,
sweetie.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
I will. Bye-bye. Area code 617, you're on the air with Nina.
Hello? Hello?
You're on the air with Nina.
Oh. Hi, Nina. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Not too bad. Trying to enjoy the rest of the day.
I hope the weather's great where you
are. Huh?
Hope the weather's great where you are today. What's your question today?
Absolutely. I couldn't ask for a better weather, and today it was beautiful because I was able to do some kayaking.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah. The reason for my call is that currently I'm looking for work. I've been unemployed for quite a bit now. I believe it's going on 6 months. I did get something, but, you know, things didn't work out. But the good thing is that I did have a good interview on the 6th, and it's moving along. They already asked me for my salary requirements, and they're asking me to provide some a demo of my abilities, you know, to write up to write up an email and provide it to them with a sample. And it seems that they're going to be conducting second interviews next week. However, I am still applying for other jobs. There was something I applied to last week, and I'm going to make sure they got my resume and see if I can somehow push and reach out to the HR manager. And I'm also applying to another position that I saw, and I know I can do the job for sure. So what are you picking up as far as me finding employment?
I see you having a choice between two jobs.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be the one making the decision, so that's awesome. So definitely something coming fairly soon. I see within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. So you see like two opportunities within the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Yes.
And you believe it's one of those things that I applied for recently, right?
Yes, it is. Definitely something you applied for recently. The delay, you will know that you have the job within the next week. So I'm thinking that they need a couple of weeks to just get things organized or for you to get things organized.
Right. I mean, that would be great because I can always accept one offer, and if I get something better, I can always reject one and get the other one, right? That's a nice thing.
Exactly.
And that would be wonderful because I was getting concerned, and finally, you know, the angels and God and the stars heard me because I only have about 6 weeks left of unemployment, and I was getting a little bit scared and worried there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I sure do. I sure do. I don't think you have to worry for very much longer, my dear. Something is definitely going to happen for you shortly.
Right. And now, are you picking up, like, the salary and benefits are going to be, like, good?
I'm picking up that you'll be happy.
What's that?
I'm picking up that you'll be happy, so I'm assuming that means the salary is good.
Right, right. That's great. That is really wonderful, Nina.
Awesome.
Okay. I'll let you know how it goes. I'll call back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on the air with Nina.
Hi, how are you, Nina?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. What question can I answer for you today?
Well, Marie, my ex-husband left about 2 years ago, and I'm wondering if he's going to come back or if I'm going to meet somebody new.
My question to you is, why would you want him back?
Well, I really don't want him back, I guess, but
okay.
I'm very lonely.
Well, you know what? Loneliness is a reason to take someone back. I think if you put yourself out there, you will find somebody. Like I told the first caller, make a list in the qualities of a partner that you would like, and keep that list. Keep that list with you until you find that one, because unless God and the universe knows exactly what you want in a partner, they can't send that person to you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, I don't even know what I want. I just know the feeling I want to have when I'm with that person. But I don't have, like, a checklist of what I want.
Well,
you know,
that's the problem. You need to have a checklist. I'm sure you know the qualities you don't want, so go from there.
Yeah, I don't want someone who does drugs or is a criminal. But, you know, in terms of, like, what he is, I don't really care what he does for a living or what he's like. I just want to feel happy like I was before. That's all.
All right.
I just want someone who makes me happy.
Well, then you put right on that piece of paper that you want somebody that makes you happy. You want somebody that treats you like a queen. You want a good, honest man. And just from there, build on it from there. Like, the physical qualities don't count as far as I'm concerned. It's all the other qualities of the person that count more than the physical qualities. So write down the qualities, the emotional qualities you want in a person.
And you feel that at this, I mean, I've been looking for like 2 years for a person, and you feel that I might need somebody?
The problem is you're looking for a person. You need to be a little bit more specific. Be a little bit, that's why I'm asking you to write down the qualities you want in this person. That way you're a little bit more specific. Because just generally just putting it out there, I don't know. I wouldn't want to just take anybody. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess I understand you don't want just anybody, but you can't be too picky either because what's out there is, like, not very good. So unless you want to be, like, by yourself, you know, you got to kind of settle for something halfway decent.
I don't believe in settling, and neither does Lennis, and she would tell you that if she was here. Neither one of us believe in settling. You're a queen. You deserve to be treated like a queen, and because of that, you deserve the best. Not settling. Yes, there are some things that you can push aside, but there's a whole lot that you shouldn't have to.
And you don't see my ex-husband coming back?
No, and I don't think you want him back.
No, but I just want him to, like, realize, you know, he acted improperly, you know.
Well, if he hasn't realized that in the last 2 years, it isn't going to happen. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Nina.
You're very welcome, my dear. Have a great week.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Code 956, you're on the air with Nina. Hello? Hello? Area code 956? I guess nobody's there. Oh, well. Here. One moment, everyone. I seem to be having some problems here. Area code 216, you're live on the air with Nina.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
You can hear me. Hello. I know who you are. It's Sharon. Happy holidays.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Question? Do you see me finding employment soon? I'm contracting right now. It ended a week ago, week and a half ago.
I see a couple more contracts coming up.
Before, while I'm looking, if my recruiter can get me one, there's nothing open right now. I will take it. You do see one coming soon?
In the next month, yes.
In the next month. Okay.
Other than that,
wow,
I don't see anything else.
Nothing else. No. Wow. Financially, I've done it so far.
And you know what? You'll continue to, too.
I know.
I see a couple of short-term, but nothing long-term for about a month.
Okay.
So you might be able to pick up a couple of short-term jobs until that point.
But you said in a month I will find a full-time job.
Yes, I see it coming in a month.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon. Have a great week.
You too.
All right, Teddy's mom, you're next.
Hi.
You're live on the air. Hi, how
okay.
are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I'm just wondering if you pick anything up. What do you pick up?
Can I have your first name, please?
Sure, Suzanne.
It's what?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. And what's your question, Suzanne?
I was wondering if you picked anything up.
Anything up in regards to what?
Anything around me, anything that I need to know.
That's really quite vague. I pick up lots of things, but doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you. I need an exact question from you.
Okay. Do you see a romantic relationship in the next 6 months, and what do you see if you do?
Oh. I see a relationship, but it's not necessarily romantic, though. The romantic part is on your side, but not necessarily on his. Suzanne, if you're saying anything to me, I'm not picking anything up from you.
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay, yeah, there definitely will be a person that you will be going out with. Like I said, the romantic part will be on your side, not necessarily on his. He just wants to go out and have a good time. But hang in there. There's somebody for you in your future, just not within the next month.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, hon. You have a great week.
Hi, Nina. This is Brittany speaking.
Hi, Brittany. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Yes, I'm calling because I wanted to see what you're picking up in regards to this young man that I was interested in. I wanted to know, like, what he's thinking and feeling.
When was the last time you saw him?
It's been quite some time. He's really busy with work, and we don't live in the same state.
Okay. Do you talk to him every day?
No.
How often do you actually talk to him?
We don't talk very often. We have these times where we'll talk maybe once. We'll talk like every other day and then nothing for like a couple months.
Well, I'm just going to say it. Go find somebody else.
Okay.
He wants a friend, and that he has a friend in you. But like most friendships, you know, they're only there need when they need you. So I would definitely find someone else.
Okay. Okay. So he's pretty much...
I'm sorry, I'm like Lennis. I shoot straight from the hip. I can't lie to you. And he's... Yeah, he's not that interested. If he was, he would be on that phone every day to you, and there wouldn't be months in between.
Yeah. No, I understand. I mean, I know that he was getting out of a relationship when we met. So I think he has a lot of things within himself that he needed to work on. So.
And you know what? You don't need to work on anything. You just need to work on being you and finding somebody that appreciates you.
Do you see someone coming in, or just...
As soon as you decide that you have given up this long-distance relationship that you have with this other guy, as soon as you decide that's over with, and you decide, your head and your heart decide, somebody will be there, not very much longer after that.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
I sure will. Bye-bye. Before I get on to my next caller, if anybody would like to call in and ask me a question, I've only got two callers on the queue right now, so I've got lots of space open, and Lena should be here within the next 5 or 10 minutes. All right, area code 617, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. You are doing a great, great job. Very good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Job. Very good.
Thank you.
My name is Karen. And,
hi,
honey. What do I want to ask? Yes, this is what I want to ask. I ran into a former lover from 15 years ago. He was never on my radar. I never thought about him. It just never entered my mind. And I actually saw him Friday. And I'm kind of curious as to, after all these years, why did he appear?
I think you needed for him to appear for you to remember something. Now, that's what I've been told. Now, I don't know what you needed to remember. Was there something about him you needed to remember, a quality about him that you needed to remember, whether it be a good or bad quality? I'm not sure which it is.
That's interesting, because even after 15 years, I was still like, oh, my gosh, he still does it for me. Doesn't mean I'm going to take that road.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because, he's fine. I
put you on the spot, didn't I? I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't. No, I love it. I love it. No. This I like. For me, it's like I haven't felt that almost like butterflies in my stomach in a long time. Almost like when I'm really digging somebody. I know people haven't heard that word in a long time, but I still use dig and cool. when I really kind of, you know, dig somebody, I can almost be shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that way with him. Even after 15 years, I felt shy and like almost insecure.
Okay. He makes you feel like that, or are you normally like that?
I'm not normally like that. But I felt that way. I felt that way even 15 years ago. Because for me, looking at someone like him, it doesn't mean that he's the greatest guy, but for me, I really, that's how I am. I'm very attracted to him. And it was like, oh, my God, it's still there. For me, it was still there. I feel a sense of insecurity. Like, you know, am I thin enough? Am I pretty enough? Am I this enough? I just really start, it starts in my head. Am I attractive enough?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you should never feel like that if this is the person you're meant to be with.
Right.
Maybe you're not meant to be with him. Did you talk to him?
Yes, we briefly, I mean, it was as if, it was interesting because when he drove up in this van, again, after 15 years, I saw it was more of a silhouette of him. I didn't physically see him, but I saw an outline of him, but I didn't physically, like, look at him, but I knew it was him before he even got out of the truck. I knew it was him.
Okay.
And when he walked in, you know, I turned and looked at him. And I just said, you look familiar to me. He says, yeah, you look familiar to me as well. And he handed me his business card. And we both kind of, you know, people were waiting in line. People were kind of basically watching us, like, oh, what's, you know, what's going on between these two. And he gave me a business card. And, you know, after I got my order, I said, hey, it was great to see you. And he said, it was great to see you as well. God bless and have a good day. And I went my way and he went his way.
So you have his business card.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you call him? Call him.
I don't know if he's involved with someone. And I just don't want to go there.
If you don't ask, you'll never know. Just call him. Start chit-chatting. He gave you his card for a reason. Right?
Yeah. You know, okay, what if I do this? What if I friend him on Facebook if he's on Facebook?
Oh, you're being a chicken.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Nina, I am. A big old chicken, yes.
Well, friend him on Facebook if the route you want to take, but I would personally just pick up the phone and call him and just talk to him. How have you been? What have you been up to? Are you involved? Blah, blah, blah. Just keep it casual, but talk to him and just see where it goes from there, especially if you're wondering after all this time. Quit being a chicken.
I know. He looks really good. He looks really, really good for his age. He still does it for me. And I can't believe that he still does it for me.
Well, then, all that's holding you back is fear, my dear.
It is. You're right.
And
don't forget rejection. Throw rejection in there, too.
Well, I don't think rejection's on the plate because why would he give you his card?
It was a business card.
It doesn't matter. He obviously wants you to get a hold of him. People don't have personal cards, or usually don't have personal cards.
Well, I was thinking about getting some calling. I'm so old school. Getting some calling cards, and just when I meet somebody, just here's my phone number, my cell, and But he also could have said, hey, give me a call sometime.
He did give you that card. I'm still going to stick to that. He did give you that card. Text him if you need to. If you're afraid to talk to him personally, text him.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, just see what happens from there.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll do that. Such a big old chicken. How am I expect to get a date when I'm afraid?
That's a good question.
How am I actually expecting to even to fall in love and even get married or even socialize if I am afraid?
Well, that's a question maybe you should be asking a psychologist or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. So I can't answer that question. What I'm picking up is baby steps. That's what I'm being told, baby steps.
Okay.
Take that baby step and text him.
Okay. I'll do that. Now, should there be a certain time? It's been a long time since I dated now. Should there be a certain time that I should wait to text him?
No.
Okay.
If he's asleep, he's not going to answer it, right? Oh, with text, it doesn't matter. If the phone's off, he'll get it when the phone goes on. If he's asleep or busy, he just won't answer it at the time. So that's right. the nice part about texting is that you really can't disturb anybody unless they want to be, right?
That's true.
So just
very true.
Go ahead and get back to me next week and let me know how this went.
I will. Thank you so much, Nina.
You're very welcome. You have
Thank
a wonderful
you, honey.
Week.
Take care. You too.
Too.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Area code 916. You're my last caller unless somebody else phones in.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. You're on the air with Nina.
Do you read cards or what do you do?
I'm a psychic.
Okay. Okay. I need to tell you
my
name. This is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
And I don't know exactly what to ask you. Do I need a question?
Question does help.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for love.
You're ready
for love.
Did you
hear anything about that? Ready for a soulmate.
You're ready for a soulmate. Well, I'm sure you have you been listening? What I've been telling everybody and what I really suggest is if you are ready for that soulmate, write down on a piece of paper all the qualities like I told everybody else, right? The qualities.
I've done the work.
You've done
all
work?
That.
Okay, how long ago did you do all of that?
Probably 2 years ago when everybody said that he was here and it never happened, and I'm doing it now. I am spiritually ready to meet my spiritual soulmate. So if you're a psychic, you would hear some kind of answer. So you in turn don't need to give me a bunch of life coaching as the answer. I just wanted the answer to a question. And if that's not right, then I guess I can go on.
I don't see anybody, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, then I guess so far you're the only one who doesn't. Okay.
No, I don't I don't see anybody in the near future. Not saying that there isn't anybody later on, but I don't see anybody in the next 3 months.
Well, that's good for you. Okay, thanks.
All right. Code 917, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Who is this?
My name is Ashiel.
And what is your question for me today?
I'm ready to go back to work. You know, I'm not working right now. I'm just trying to see what's coming up my way or if there's anything that I can do to make the transition a little easier or smoother, so to speak.
You're ready to go back to work. Okay. How long have you been off of work?
Oh, it's been a while. You know why? Because I had a business after my business partner kind of betrayed me. So I ended that and I've been working since. So I mean, I'm collecting unemployment, all that stuff. But I'm just trying to like feel ready. Now my mind is ready to do something. And that, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what direction.
Okay. Well, everyone, we have Lennis back with us. Hi, Lennis.
Hi.
Hi. She knows my story.
I am here.
It's funny,
thank you, Miss Nina.
You're very welcome. I've been able to help a few people, but Lennis, I sure did miss you.
Oh, thank you. So do we have a gentleman on right now, or you've already helped him?
No,
I
haven't. Hasn't helped me yet.
Okay, yes. What would you like to know?
You know me anyway. My name is Ashiel. I've spoken to you like years ago or so.
Okay.
I'm ready to go back to work. I'm just trying to see what's coming up my way. And if there's anything I can do to make this transition smoother or easier.
I'm seeing right now trains around you. You're asking me about a job, but I don't know why I'm seeing trains all around you. Do you work with mechanics or engineering, anything like that?
No.
Okay. What would you like to go back in? Let me concentrate on that. What were you doing that you'd like to go back to? Let's see
there. I'm actually open to anything. But I was in a fashion business, so I'm open to – I'm just trying to find something that where I can – a passion of mine instead of just something to do, you know, for the money.
Okay. Well, number one, I saw you working in Starbucks. That's a job right away. They're showing me that Starbucks would hire you right away. Now, let me see as far as in the fashion industry. It looks like you need to network more, get with certain people as far as that to go into that industry. They're showing me you need to network with some more people. You can go in with a sample piece I'm seeing, like a skirt or pants or whatever, a sample piece to show these people. But as you go around, somebody is going to hire you. That's for certain. So that's what I see. For you, for your fashion industry network, for a job just to get you from A to B right now, they showed me Starbucks.
Really?
Yeah, so that's an issue. You get some money in your pocket. But the fashion industry, you need to take examples of what you design or what you're interested in and go to these different designers or even shops, you know, that can give you an inroad into what you want to do. Because it sounds like you would like to design clothes.
Actually,
or is it draperies?
It was clothes, but I'm actually want to do something else. You know,
oh, okay.
Yeah, because the thing is, that world is not very, it's not a grounded world, you know what I mean? And I wanted something
more. Yeah, because like I said, you'd have to take your sample product around to show them.
I just wanted to do something where, you know, where I can feel like I'm helping, you know what I mean? I don't know, just weird.
Well, you know what? Starbucks is a start. And when they showed me Starbucks, it's like from Starbucks you can go to somewhere else. So maybe you might meet as you're working in Starbucks networking, you might meet somebody and say, hey, you know, we could use you at this particular company.
Okay.
So use Starbucks as, there's an old saying, you have to crawl before you walk.
Yeah.
So, and once you stand up, start running. So this is Starbucks is crawling before you walk, but you will meet people. I see that you network and somebody hires you from away from Starbucks.
Okay.
They like your credentials and your skills and your education. So just keep that in mind. Don't look at Starbucks as a low. Sometimes we have to go low to take high. So
look at it like
this is a beginning for where you want to be.
Okay.
All right. Ashiel, it's always good to talk to you. You have a good day, and thank you for calling.
Thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
And you're most welcome. Have a wonderful week, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 609, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you today? Susan? Oh,
she's gone.
I think I just dropped her by accident. Okay. Next caller. Area code 305. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Good afternoon.
Yes, my name is Diana.
I'm sorry, what is your name again, ma'am?
Diana.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Deanna. What can we do for you today?
I don't really know. I just called in to listen for a while, but if you have a message for me, I'm willing to listen.
Okay. The first thing when you started talking was you're holding something back. It's almost like you're hiding something. I picked up on that right away.
I'm not hiding anything. I called in to listen.
No. This is within you. So hiding is like something maybe you don't want people to know, or maybe you don't want to deal with
no.
it. But it's something. Okay.
I've been dealing with something for 7 years, and I've made it known to everybody. So no, definitely, I'm not holding anything back. I just called
okay.
in.
Something didn't
you,
recently
think
hurt
think
your
you,
heart.
Oh gosh, 7 years already. I think you did a program with Suzanne back
no,
a
I didn't.
While ago.
Oh,
no,
no, I didn't. No.
There must
it's
be
always
Linus.
Me or
it's
Nina,
unusual...
sometimes Brenda.
No, this is such an unusual name. It was Linus also. So, pardon my mistake.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I do this, me and Nina, and like I said, sometimes Brenda, but no, I don't do my show with anyone else. But why I said that about hiding is because I see something recently hurt you. You're not talking about
it. Oh, no,
it.
It's a long time. It's not recent.
Okay.
It's 7 to 10 years. And I've been dealing with it for that long, too. So it's an arduous fight. It's a battle to, you know, for justice. That's all.
Deanna, let me just tell you this. I would think about going to a holistic store or doctor to help you. I don't know why I'm seeing this right now, that you should try holistic medicine than just the biochemicals that the doctors have us buy every day.
Yeah,
so,
homeopathy and things like that. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Well, they're
yeah,
showing me that. So
holistic is what I am pretty much all the time, you know, integrative medicine.
Oh,
but
good.
I appreciate that. I've got a very blessed week ahead. I've got to work 4 days out of, you know, with a, considering the holiday. So I'm pretty happy about that. I just need some spiritual help, that's all. You know, to give me strength for the battle that continues. That's all I need.
Okay, well, the spiritual aspect is what I saw at the very beginning of our conversation, that you were hiding something had hurt. And it was like you need to face that. It's not about your condition for 7 years. This is something recent that I picked up. So it was like they're showing me like you need to vocalize it, like if somebody hurt you or said something that they shouldn't have, rather than hide it and cause toxic to your body, you need to let them know. Because I see that you're a quiet person and you're very nice. And I don't want to see people take your kindness for weakness. So this is what
they
they're showing me. Yeah. So I don't know, but
I've been victimized, but I'm learning not to be a victim anymore. I'll just keep the first part of the word, vict, you know, and add
victory,
an or to
yeah.
it instead. Yeah. Yeah, but no, I am kind and I do get hurt often. But no, I don't recall anything really recent. It's still, you know, it's still the same issue that derives or derivates into other things. But no, nothing like that.
Okay. Well, that's all I saw. You know, I'm honest. I shoot from the hip. So if I don't see anything else, and that's it. Let me ask Nina. Nina, did you see anything?
No, I'm not seeing anything else, Lana.
Yeah, me either. Okay, well,
Lana,
Deanna, that's the...
listening, if you don't mind.
Oh, please, yes. You're more than welcome to. Yes, yes, yes. It's no problem. I'll put you on listening.
Blessings.
Well, thank you, Diana, for calling, and you have a wonderful week, which I know you are. So God bless
you.
Thank
you, Grace. Grace and blessings.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And this area code 609, the call that was dropped, is back on top.
Yes, okay. Let me, do you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my,
hold on, everybody, I'm coming. I just need to get my earpiece on.
Okay.
Everybody hear me now? Can you hear me, Nina? Nina?
I can hear you, Lana.
Okay, good, good. Okay, I had to put my earpiece on. Okay, next call, 609. Yeah, I think I accidentally dropped her by mistake. Okay, area code 609, you're on the line with Lennis. I'm so sorry. I think I accidentally dropped you by mistake. And how can I help you today, and who's this?
That's okay. I wonder what happened. My name's Susan.
Right, Susan. Okay, thank you for calling back in, and I do apologize.
Sure. That's okay.
Okay, what can we do for you, young lady?
Thank you for calling me a young lady. I'm actually older than I sound, so thank you. Just wondering, I'm making a move, and I'm just wondering what you can pick up about that.
Oh, okay. You're coming out of a void, and I see an openness, a big, wide hole, big hole. Oh, that you're coming out of. Okay. Whoa. And you're asking about a job?
A move.
A move. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you wait for 3 weeks, Susan, before you move? Can you wait till after June 11th? Or do you have to be moving by the 1st of June?
You know, I'm just moving back to my mother's house. I guess so. Is there any reason
why? Okay, well, Susan, why I'm saying this, I see why the big hole, you're coming into your own. Anyway, what I was going to say is, because we're in Mercury retrograde, and I'll just let everybody know on the air, I don't know if Nina told you or not, Mercury retrograde started May 19th, and so it's in the sign of Gemini. So just remember, you know, Gemini too, right? Could go either way, good or bad. And it ends June 11th. So during this three-week period, you do not want to move. Why I'm saying this is because wherever you move within this time period, you're not going to be happy. You'll end up having to move again in a very few months. So that's why I'm saying if you wait till after June 11th and then find your place and move, which I see you moving to something like a townhouse or a house, a duplex. There it is. It's a duplex. And you'll be fine. You can be there for the next 5 years. So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If you can wait till after June 11th, you can use this time to look for a place. Like I said, I see a duplex. It's like what do they call those rancher? I can't think what you call those homes. But anyway, it's a duplex. It's flat. It's one level. That's what I want to say. It's a one level home.
So yeah, and I see the rent is comparable to what you want to pay. It looks like it's from $350 to about $402. Yeah, the rent's very good. So
isn't
you can afford it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Susan, didn't you say you were moving in with your mom?
Yes, that's the plan, but I actually don't want to. I know that sounds terrible. I haven't lived there in 16 years. I also have a health issue, but which would make you think I'd want to move back. But I don't know. I've been told by other I get other readings too, and I've been told about getting my own place. Although, in the natural, I don't know how that's going to happen in the physical world, So, I mean, that sounds good, what Lena says or said. Yeah, I like that rent. That sounded really good. I live in New Jersey. I don't know how to get rent for $350 or $400 a month.
Oh, well, that's why. But you know what? It's the rent is low, and it's a nice area.
It's a shared accommodation. It's a shared accommodation. That's why the rent is so low.
Okay.
So there's something else. But, Susan, if you are going to move in with your mom, like Lena said, don't move in until after June 11th. I see you staying there for a short period of time, not forever, and then finding another place to live. But for the short term, it's going to be beneficial for you to be with your mom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Remember, short term.
Short term. Are you picking up the same thing, Lennis?
Well, I know she doesn't move there because it's a toxic situation, and I understand that. But just for a little bit, because like I said, after June 11th, she can move into her place. In fact, she'll find a place. Not long.
Huh.
She'll be in her own place before the end of June.
Huh. That sounds interesting because... Okay, because where I'm living, actually, it's with my boyfriend and his mother, and they're moving to Florida, and I guess he's going to go. He's not sure, but anyway, so somebody is buying the home, so they have till July 15th. So, I mean, I don't have to move yet. There's time. I'm in the process.
Well, if you don't want to go to your mom and you've got time where you're at, I would begin after the holiday this week looking for a place. Right away, start looking now then. Even though you have till July, start looking now because I see that you could be in your own place by the end of June.
Hmm.
So this is a good time for you to, if you can, look either on the internet or the newspaper or drive around.
Mm-hmm.
But, yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really working. I'm actually on disability right now. So, I mean, that's why I wanted to move to my mom's because, unfortunately, I didn't have the financial means.
The fund. That's what I'm saying. I saw this place. It was cheap. So, like Nina said, it's a shared rent. It's side by side. So think about it. Just think about it. This is, I think that's where you're going to go. I know you're on a limited, so that might be why the possibility avails itself that you can get a cheap rent. But you have to check into that yourself to know that. But, yeah, so that you are able to live on your own affordably. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you, Susan, for calling, and you have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling back.
Thank you. You too. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. The time right now is 4:05 on the West Coast, and it's about 5:05 on the East Coast. And you are listening to Psychic Readings with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's in there, who's also not only a psychic, but she's a Reiki master and teacher. So you've got it all the way around with us today. Okay, area code 856, talk to me. Who's this? 856, you're on the line. No?
Hello?
Yes, 856, yeah, you're on the line.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's the first time I'm listening to your show.
Oh, okay. Glad you called. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it so far.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm enjoying your show.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, did you have a question for us, or you just want to listen?
No, I do have a question. I wanted to see what you thought as far as romantic relationships.
There's a tall, sort of thin man with long arms. But something about him bothers your stomach. Wait a minute. Who is this guy? He's pointing at your stomach. This tall, thin man is pointing directly to your stomach. And it looks like he has a sword in his hand. My God, what's going on here? Are you in a problem right now dealing, do you have a child and you're dealing with child custody?
No, my son is 22 and he's fine, thank you.
Okay. I just don't understand why this man has got a sword to your stomach.
I don't know. I'm in my 50s, and I've had some past relationships call, and I've had some new dates that I told them I wasn't interested. So I'm not currently, you know, I've had past relationships call. I just saw one of them last week. His name is Tony. And I have an ex-boyfriend named John who continues to call, but I'm not actively talking or seeing someone at this moment.
Okay. Nina, are you picking up anything?
Well, I'm not picking up anything about anybody new, but one of the past relationships I think is trying to cause you trouble.
That must be what it is. Okay.
Yeah, stay clear. I think it's this Tony person. Stay clear from him. For some strange reason, he's trying to do you some harm. And I'm not...
Tony is, I don't know if you guys get any visuals, but maybe let me say this. He's 6'4", 6'5", Greek, salt and pepper.
That's him.
Extremely handsome.
That's him.
Definitely,
Nina, you were on the money. That's him. That just the clarity came to me so clear. Yeah, that's what it is. That, I couldn't understand why I kept seeing this tall man with a sword at her stomach. Yeah, please listen to Nina, Stacy, and I'm going to say it too. Please be careful of this man. This is
What do you guys mean, like, that he's trying to cause me harm? What exactly are you feeling?
Physical harm.
Oh, like he would hit me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
I appreciate you ladies stepping forward and forewarning me. I actually had dated him before. He thought he was moving out of state. He didn't. He contacted me again. He was here last week, Thursday. We had a wonderful night. He kissed me goodnight. I'll talk to you in a couple days. And I only got one text message since, but I have a feeling he's going to pop back up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm picking up that, yeah, please stay away from him. If it's not physical hurt, he's going to do a lot of emotional hurt to you. Stay away from him. He's not good for you.
Do you know why he would want to hurt me?
Some
rejection.
Issues between you and him.
Yeah, rejection.
Some issues. And the way he looks at things is different than the way you look at things. It doesn't take much to fire him up. So we're warning you ahead of time.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I missed that last two sentences.
I said he... just be
he's
careful.
Got a quick,
just,
yeah, he's got a quick temper on him.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
I will, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, we'd like to hear from you again. So just, Stacy, just be real careful around him. If you can, like Nina said, just avoid him. Just, you know,
that
like,
I
I'm
will.
Sorry, I'm busy, I don't have time to talk, you know, let me get
right.
back with you a little bit later and leave it
you
like
see
that.
You see anybody good coming around?
No, I didn't see anybody in the future. That's why I was just picking it, because that's most pronounced. So evidently, because they're showing me this, this is something that you need to deal with right away. This is what's
okay.
coming up. So to protect yourself.
I just won't answer when he calls.
Well,
if
you don't want
to, you know.
You don't want him to start wondering or imagining things. Just tell him when he calls and answer the phone. Just say that you're busy, and you'll call him back at a later date and leave it at that.
Okay.
Because you don't want no response where he might just show up on your door one day unannounced, right?
Right, and he does know where I live. He was here.
Okay.
So I appreciate that, lady, so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. And have a wonderful week, Stacy, and enjoy your life, darling.
Thank you,
you
also.
Yes, you're doing good. Thank you. Okay, next caller is area code 305. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this? Hello? Hello. Okay, I guess
I'm sorry, but
listen.
You spoke to me before.
Oh, okay, let me put you back. You were listening to the show. Okay, let me put you back there. Okay, area code 661. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. My name's Brandy.
Hi, Brandy?
Yes.
Okay, how are you doing today, Miss Brandy?
Oh, good. I had a question about my career.
Oh, wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm currently, you know, working somewhere, but I was wondering if you saw any other better opportunities for me or anything that came up about that.
Okay. I'm seeing corporations, big businesses. Are you in administrative work?
Insurance underwriting.
Okay, there's a call out. Has somebody called you about a job, or did you call and ask if they had an opening somewhere?
There's another job that I'm interested in applying for.
Okay.
But I don't know if that'd be a good fit.
Okay, well, do apply, because I see that the call out that there's a big possibility you could get that job. You're saying it's not a good fit by why? The people that you'll be working with in that particular department or division?
It's a city that's about an hour away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you want
but
to think twice
move,
about that.
But I could move, so that's not really that big of a deal.
Hmm. Well, what they're showing me is a call out for a job, and that means they want you. That if you have applied, that people are going to hire you. So if you apply for that position, you'll get the job. They want you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But also, I see 2-3 other people that are looking at you also for positions. Have people been talking to you outside the department you're in now about moving, doing a lateral move?
No.
Excuse me. Okay. Hmm. So I see 3 people now that are interested in you, and job-wise, it would come to you with now I'm seeing a program. Have you thought about starting a program or work on a project of a program? Distribution.
No, I'm just looking to make more money.
Okay.
Than I
distribution.
Am.
Excuse me. My water. I'm getting distribution. That's what's coming up now. Nina, are you picking up anything? I don't know why I keep saying big corporation, but distribution. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, there's another opportunity. Well, I wanted to always get into fashion buying, but that's like a whole different thing. I don't know if that would be something.
Well, right now what I am picking up is be careful where you go and what you do because of the economy right now. You've got to be careful because being the low man on the totem pole in a new company could put you in jeopardy of losing a business.
Yeah, I worry about that.
So make sure wherever you do go that you have a solid contract.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So it's probably
a bit
better
somewhere.
To stay where I am.
That's what I'm picking up for the next 3 to 6 months, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
But keep looking because there is something else out there that you will be very interested in. But hang tough unless you have a very solid contract. Hang tough with the job you have right now.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
There you go. But when you do apply for other positions, you will get the job. But like Nina said, check and make sure that the contract is, okay, I'll be here for the next 3 to 5 years. You know what I mean? So it's there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, well, thank you, Brandy, for calling, and we wish you the very best. And I'm just going to throw out there congratulations on your new job down the line.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling.
You too.
Okay. All righty, and next one is area code 443. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello. I'm calling about my career. I'm calling about work. I'm a contractor right now, and I just found out my contract is going to end at the end of June. And
okay.
Wanted to see if I'll stay there. I mean, there is the slight possibility of maybe, like, flipping and going with the new company they're using, or something else will be coming up that I can move into and hopefully maybe something permanent.
Yeah, I do see another job coming up for you, and that will be permanent because I'm seeing the initials LTR. That's long-term relationship, which for as a job means good. You'll be there for a long time.
Good.
I'm getting a light color. I'm seeing, like, light beige or almost a pearlized color. In a very tall building. Wait a minute.
Well, my building is beige. It's long. It's very long. And it's beige. And I've talked to a lot of managers there about permanent work, so I'm hopeful that
I can
move
the job
around.
Is down a few floors. It's like there's a main street level where there's, like, restaurants or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then you go up two floors. So in the building now that you're at right now, you go up two floors and there's the job that you'll be at permanently.
Okay.
So just check that out. Whatever the building you're in right now, you got the ground floor, go up two floors, which may be the third floor if they count the ground floor. I'm saying two floors up from the ground floor, so I guess the third floor. But anyway, there is a position there because I see you at a cubicle and a desk, and that is permanent. So I don't know what company it is. I'm sorry I'm not seeing that, Brenda, but I am seeing that it's a permanent. It's so good that you're in the same building but on a lower floor, but it's a permanent position. And I see $2, $2.50 more.
All right.
Yeah, $2.50 more an hour. So, it's definitely a bump up for you.
Good. I feel good, even though that, you know, the manager said that the contract is going to end. I feel good that, you know, something will come through. But wanted to.
It will. But just do that in your building. Go to the second floor or the third floor. Walk around and see what companies are down there. And, maybe take a little pencil on a pad with you and just write down the name of the company and then go back at a later date. And when you apply, wait till after June 11th. Remember, we're in Mercury retrograde.
Okay.
So So after June 11th, you can just go down now just to see what businesses are on the floor. But when you actually say, let me walk in here and get an application, do it after June 11th. And you will be working permanently there. So it's a blessing because you still get the same building and, you know, you'll see some of the people. But for you, it's a permanent position and more money. And they'll wish they had. I mean, other people in your section are always like, oh, I wish we had found that out. Just don't say nothing. You're doing this for
me. I'm not going to say a word.
No, that's what I say. Just go down to those two floors, walk around, get the businesses, mark them down, and then go back after June 11th. And, you know, by then you can say, yeah, I saw two on this floor that I think I might be interested in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I did. I kind of walked the building and told some of the managers that, you know, I'm leaving, you know, my contract's over, and a couple said that they have something and they're just waiting for the fiscal year to start, and it starts July 1, so that they'll, you know, hopefully. So, yay. I'll have to let you know how it all works out.
Oh, please do. Brenda, call us back and let us
I
know.
Will.
But like I say, it's
I definitely will.
I see the job. I'm saying two floors up. So go with the second floor, and then if you don't really see anything you like, then go to the third floor. But it's one of those floors right there. You will be hired permanently. Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right, thank you. Lourdes, I love your show. You and Miss Nina, I really enjoy listening. Usually I listen. I don't usually call in, but I really enjoy the show.
Well, thank you.
I enjoy
Thank you for calling. Yes.
Thank you so much. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, please do.
I will. I certainly will. You also. Thank you so much. Okay.
You're
Bye-bye.
Most welcome. Bye-bye. Thank you, too. Okay. Let's see who's next. 469. Okay. Area code 469. You're on the line with Lenis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stacy. And I was calling. Hello. I was calling in reference to the current relationship that I'm in now. Just want to get some overall what you see around it and futuristically speaking about it.
Okay, now what is this, Stacy? It's Stacy, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh, Stacy.
Okay, and what was the question? I'm sorry.
Just wanted to see what did you see in this current relationship that I'm in now.
Oh, relationship that you're in now.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just got a headache. What is a guy's first name? Right in my forehead. Just his first name, because we don't want to tell.
Yes. Edward.
Edward. Okay, stop right there. Wow. Edward is giving me a headache right in my forehead. Whoa.
Wow.
Okay. Let me see what's going on with him.
Okay.
He doesn't have very good communication skills. I'm sorry. He kind of goes off half-cock without listening to the whole, whatever the situation is. You could say a few words, and that's enough for him to, like, blow up instead of waiting to hear the full story. Now make your comment or opinion. It's because he's intense. He's quick fire. He's rapid. His brain needs to slow down for a minute and think about things. He kind of gives his own self a headache sometimes. Moving too fast. He needs to slow down a little bit. He wants a lot of things, and they will come, but it takes time. Nothing happens overnight.
What is my purpose in this relationship?
To teach you. He has a void in his life about women and teach him. He didn't have the best relationship with his mom. So as a woman,
you
know
teaching
him some, what?
I don't know who sent you to this planet, but you are so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, you are you're so, that is so amazing.
He just needs to understand a woman, a female. Okay, and with you have light around you. I can see it from the left side going all around. It's like a halo, but it's actually a golden arch around your face that I'm seeing right now. So you're a teacher. You're a teacher to teach. I don't mean like kids or in that perspective. to teach a person about life. This is the way a woman operates. Not necessarily a relationship, but look at a woman looks at things this way. You may look at it this way and say, oh, the sports game is on. Well, you could say, but honey, we need to go get this living room furniture. The sale is on now. And he's like, oh, whatever.
Right.
I'll just watch the sports game. But it's more important, the priority is for you two to get this living room furniture than to watch the darn game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It.
It's like he moves so fast, he's not thinking that he puts stuff on himself he doesn't need to. And also, he needs to stop letting his kindness be used for weakness. You know what I mean? Like sometimes he can be nice to the wrong people. And I know you understand what I'm saying. Okay, I know you understand what I'm saying. So I'm not picking up that he's a bad spirit. I'm not picking up a bad spirit on this guy. He's a good guy, but he just doesn't have an understanding about women. And he's not gay or anything like that. So it's just that
he's really sensitive to other women's weaknesses. And he always thinks that he's that and so the thing about it is, like, I have to constantly protect him from other entities that are trying to take him over.
Right.
In the spiritual realm. Yeah, and I don't really have to say anything to him, but it really works. So, okay, you're awesome.
Well, there you go. Because I don't pick up him. You know, and he does things so innocently that he doesn't see it, and you're so right. It'd be the same, like he likes to walk up to the front door and say, you know what, my car just broke down, and can I use your phone? And instead, he, you know, like you or me, we would check him out like, really? You stand right here. Let me shut the door, and I'll bring the phone to you. I'm not going to invite you into the house, but he's so kind that he said, well, come in here and let me get the phone for a minute. And that person could be just checking out his house, getting ready to come back to steal from y'all.
Right, and see, I have to be guarded of that, because sometimes I feel like his older sister, I feel like a guardian angel, I feel like his wife, I feel like his girl, I feel like all of those, but it's like this one of those things where I have to be, I have to know who I am in order to know what tools to use when he comes down to him. That is so true.
Well, you're a teacher. You're going to teach him.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You are going to be with another man and marry after 5 years. So this is good. You're going to teach him and then send him on just like a child, going out there in life now and, you know, make your way, do your path. But there's another man coming I see in about 5 years, and that's the man that you're going to marry. You're going to be with for the rest of your life. But this is okay. This is giving you a chance spiritually, mentally, and physically to know what you want in a man and also how you can assist a man. Because, you know, sometimes life can be like fast food, but then it needs to be like a home-cooked meal sometime. You know what I mean? So
most definitely.
You're teaching him, which is good. I don't want to put him as a child because he's a grown man, but you're teaching him some aspects that he never learned. And that understanding is good, because when the right man comes along for you, he's going to be looking for that experienced, spiritual woman, and that's you. And you two will just click. So, like I said, that's not for 5 years, but you two will click. Yeah.
Oh,
so in the meantime, enjoy this relationship with this guy, and just realize, you know, he can get a little intense sometime or doing too much. You know,
Yes, I agree.
He just needs to slow his roll a little bit.
Right.
And you continue teaching him about the ways, because you know what? Even if sometimes he may be grumpy about it, he appreciates that. Mm-hmm. Even if he don't he appreciates it.
Yeah, I
think
he sure doesn't show it, but
he appreciates it.
I needed to hear that.
Well, let me just say this right quick, Stacey. You know how when we grow up, and if you grow up in the church, and once you leave home, your parents are always like, gee, I hope they remember, you know, who God is and go to church or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Okay, this is the same thing that you're doing for him. You're teaching him so that as life goes on, he will understand these things better, and especially about women and relationships. So it's all a blessing for you. But also, he's going to be joined with you at the hip. Because after, you know, a few years and y'all go your way, he's always going to be like the little brother that will come back and talk to you. So your friendship will be forever. That will never stop.
Okay.
You're the mom, you're right, or the sister, but it'll never stop. Even if he gets to another woman, he'll still call and like, Stacy, you got a minute, you know?
So
like,
in other words,
what's going
that's
on
not,
now? What's happening?
So maybe there is no marriage with this guy here.
Well, it could be, but he isn't the one.
Okay.
He's the one that you teach. You know, we're mirrors to each other. This is so true.
Mm-hmm.
We are mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said
mm-hmm.
he appreciates it whether he tells you or not. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're teaching him some things he needs to know. And God bless you for having a heart and patience to do this. But marriage, no. But you'll always be joined. Yep, you'll always be.
Awesome.
I'll tell you something else real quick before I let you go.
Yes, I got time. Uh-huh.
He is your brother in a past life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I saw that in a dream state I had. Yes.
Yep, he's your brother from a past life. So.
Yeah, he's like 11 years older than me, but I feel like I'm older than him. And we both kind of feel that away. Yeah, you're so right about that. Oh, yeah, you're so right.
Yep, he's your brother. So that's
why
the truth of relationship.
Yeah.
As a lover and friend, and then mostly as a brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing good.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm proud of you. You're doing good.
Hey, thanks for being available. Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Stacy, you have a wonderful week, and God bless you for what you're doing, and just continue in that vein. You're doing good, young lady.
Yes, thank you. Peace.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Well, we're down to the last few minutes, so let me give a rundown of what's coming up. And then also Nina will tell you about Levitating Mindsets, our sister station. So Tuesday I'll be on at Spreaker.com. It's the Gaia Bocelli Show on Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. I play music, all kind of music. It just depends. I do variety, jazz, country, blues, old school R&B. You don't know until you tune in, okay? So that's on Tuesday, Spreaker.com. Pull up the Gaia Bocelli Show from 5 to 7. Wednesday, I'm back on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. in the studio with Linus. Now, in the studio, I talk about the news, whatever the hot topics were for the week, whether it was something in the NFL or, God forbid, another police shooting, whatever. But we discuss all this, sports, news, news of the weird, whatever. So that's on Wednesday, and that's just for an hour, from 6 to 7. Then Friday, I'm back from 4 to 6 at Spreaker.com doing Friday traffic jams. And, baby, I have the music going. If you ever want to hear one of the shows, just go on Spreaker.com and pull up Friday traffic jams. Anyway, that's from 4 to 6 p.m., and then come back. That's on Friday, and then come back Sunday to Psychic Readings from 3 to 4:30. And again, I apologize for being late today. I had something I had to do, and I had to get it done then. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do it. So anyway, thank you for being with Nina. She's the manager. What can I say? She runs the station. Okay, well, now let me bring Nina on so she can let you know what's going on Levitating Mindsets this week.
Tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, is Passage to Empowerment, and we are going to do our Ancestry Show tomorrow night. It was canceled last week due to a technical glitch and personal glitches. But anyways, 8 p.m. tomorrow night, we are going to talk about ancestry and what your ancestors have done to empower you, or finding out about them may empower you. Tuesday night is our book club. We are still doing To Kill a Mockingbird. We are on Chapter 21. The book is awesome. Harper Lee wrote a goodie, I'll tell you. So tune in for that. Wednesday, I am not sure, but Lydia is back from her holiday. So Wednesday at 8 p.m. time, or at 6 p.m., pardon me, Mountain Time, is Time to Love with Lydia. And that's it for the week.
Now, there you go. There you go. I'm so glad you're doing Ancestry, because I called in. I had to call Miss Nina to find out where the show was at. But anyway, they were just off for that one day. So, yeah, I want to do Ancestry. That is very interesting to me, because I come from a family of Blackfoot Indian, Jewish,
and black. So,
definitely
the Jewish.
Your family history is so interesting, Lennis. I really can't wait to discuss tomorrow night. It's so interesting.
Yeah, my great-grandmother, she was German. That's where the Jewish come from. She's German-Jewish. So that's where, and my father definitely held that together. That man was so tight, he squeaked when he rocked. But anyway, just being funny. Oh, my God, we got a call. Let's see if we can do it real quick. Area code 305, were you on earlier?
Yes,
I was.
Oh, yeah, okay, I know you were listening to the show. Okay, let me grab this one, 916. Area code 916, you got 2 minutes. Come on. Who's this?
2 minutes. Okay, this is Diana. I haven't talked to you for like 2 or 3 years. So tell me about love in my life.
Diana, about love, okay. Angel, show me. Who's the guy that looks like a clown or wears a clown hat? Like that's almost his second job. This is his main job. He's in a suit, but his second job, he wears a clown outfit, and he works with children. Like he goes up to the hospitals or community centers and make the kids laugh, put on a little clown show.
Well, I haven't met him yet, I guess.
You haven't? Okay, because I see him with the floppy hat. He wears the floppy hat and those goofy shoes. But I see him. This is his second job. So you're asking about your love life. The man works as a business, and it looks like he's a VP at some corporation. He's a VP. But you meet him when he's doing his second job as a clown. I don't think it's at the hospital. It looks more like a community center, like something was going on there, and maybe your grandchildren or, I don't know, or friends' kids, that you go, and that's how you meet him. And he really does put on a good show. That's how you two meet. So I'm going to say at a community center.
He cares about children. That's great. Okay.
Yeah. This is his second job because this is his way of giving back. And he likes to do that. He likes to see the kids smile and laugh. It does his heart good. But like I say, that's his second job. And that's something that looks like he does this on the weekend. But during the week, he's a VP at some corporation that, he makes his money. So. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily. They pay him for his clown show, but they don't even have to. The man makes excellent salary, but it's just his way of giving back. So my thing to you is to tell you to meet this man as if you have some friends or grandchildren, and there's a community event going on, you know, where they have things for the children or booths or whatever. Look for the guy that looks like a clown that's entertaining the children. I'm serious.
That's
look for
wonderful.
Him and make it your way to go up there and introduce yourself.
Wow.
Introduce
if
yourself.
If that happens, I will look you up and call you back.
yeah, it will. And it's coming up the latter part of June or July, but it looks like the latter part of July, toward the end of July, when you meet this guy. So, go ahead,
wow.
Nina.
You have 1 minute.
Oh,
okay.
So anyway, that's what I'm seeing. Nina, did you see anything?
No, because that thing annoyed me by saying we have 90 seconds.
Oh.
That's okay.
Okay, I know. Okay.
Bless you.
Well, Deanna, the latter part of July, and if either wait till after June 11th, remember Mercury retrograde. But anyway, look for the guy. Walk up to him and introduce yourself, and there is your love for life. Okay?
Woo-hoo. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, and God bless you, and have a wonderful week. Okay, I know we're just about out, so I'll let Nina start the music. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today on the show. We had a good time. Thank Nina again for covering for me. And look for us next Sunday. Psychic readings, I don't know when the new moon is at. I'll have to tell y'all that next Sunday. But anyway, and the Sunday after that, I'll be doing June horoscope readings.